When fear comes, we're going to have to trust in the greater. When all men forsake you, you still have to trust him. You have to draw close unto him. You draw nigh unto him, he will draw close unto you. You cuddle up to him, he will cuddle up to you. You lay your head in his bosom, he will lay his head in your bosom. We see that in the Psalm of Solomon. That is the metaphor of one of the greatest relationships there is. That he will say, it's you and you alone. There are many other kiddushims, but you're the one. Lay your head. There's no one as special as you. The word of Yah is just not real to us. When it becomes real, you will trust that. We will trust every kind of news report. We will believe every word. When it comes to Yahweh, who hath believed this report? Have we believed this report? And this report is more valuable than the New World Order and any other order. Who has believed this report? You got men that can talk about the New World Order and the intricates of it, but who has believed this report? This is the most valuable report. I want to hear this report. Hallelujah. Yahweh says, he says to us in Zephaniah, he says this, listen. He says, I will also leave in the midst of you an afflicted people, and they shall be a poor people. For what reason, Yah? That they shall trust in the name of Yahweh. He said, I'm going to leave a people that they're going to trust in my name. This wicked generation of this Americanized spirit in this nation, it doesn't trust in the name of Yahweh. But Yah said, I'm going to leave a few there that they're going to trust in my name. When they hear that name, they're going to rejoice. When they hear that name, the tears of excitement will flow down their cheeks. The river of the tears of their laughter will flow from the excitement of hearing that name. Why? Because they trust in that name. There is where their strong refuge is. There is where their heart power is. There is where their wealth and their security is in that name. He has given us that security, brothers and sisters. He has given us the Yahshua. He has given us his salvation. He has given us Yahshua. He has given us Yahshua. He has given us his salvation. That's what Yahweh has done. Yahweh has done that. He has left a people that will trust in his name. They will have a strong confidence in his name. Generation hear the name and they have disdain for it. They get upset. They get mad. You say Yahweh, I say Lord, to hell with the Lords. Every Lord is a dog. Every one of them. These expressions do not express Yahweh. It is his name. Hallelujah. It is his name. It declares his state of authority. He's not going to share his honor with some other dog. He's not associated with the God of this world. If this what I speak to you is hid from you tonight, it's because the God of this world has blinded your mind. At least the power of this truth shine through, and Yahshua is revealed unto you. Every God is not worth a piece of dog's dung. I haven't found one in scripture that is worth anything. The name of Yah is a strong tower. The name of Yah is the name we have confidence in. The name of Yah is the name that we trust in. To hell with every God. Hallelujah. And I don't take it back. You think you're bold? I'm more than bold. I trust him, and I trust in that name. Hallelujah. 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 I want a preacher like me. I want a preacher like this to preach to me. And what I preach tonight, the words I preach to me, I preach like this all the time to me. I'm a partaker first, because this is what strengthens me and solidifies me. The young man that was here wrote a letter. It's a very wonderful letter, just that there are some things I have to straighten him out about because he's young and he thinks he knows and he doesn't know. Hallelujah. I may have a few moments to read a few excerpts from it. Let me move quickly. Hear this. Scripture says in Nahum chapter 1 verse 6, listen to this. Nahum says, who can stand before his indignation? Who can stand before the wrath of the indignation of Yahweh? And who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. Yahweh is Tov. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows them that trust Him. Let every man that trusts Yahweh rejoice. When he hears the name, he rejoices. He knows those that trust Him. He looks down and says, she doesn't trust me. Jezebel, he's a whoremonger. He doesn't trust me. He knows those that trust Him. Because the Melechim of the Shemaim, they look down and says, it is according to the life of Scripture. And when this Scripture become life in you, He knows all those that trust Him. He knows everyone. He knows those that trust Him. There's no doubt about it. We can make the expression, we trust Him. But God knows all those that trust Him. He knows all those that have confidence in Him. I like that. Not that He know of. He knows. Do you understand that? That Yahweh literally knows everyone that trusts Him. As the old saying, that was a proverb, you can run, but you cannot hide. You can't hide from Him. You can try to hide under your flesh and your disguises, your lies and your pompous expressions and your false expressions. He knows those that trust Him. Well, I love Yahweh, you liar. Yahweh knows everyone that trusts Him. When a man trusts Yahweh, He says, let him rejoice. And when that one, let that one rejoice. He said, let that rejoicing be an everlasting joy that feel the leather gladness flow like the rivers of water from the rivers. So you can talk all you want to. You can say, I trust Him. But He said, I know those that trust me. I know every one of those that trust me. I know every one of those that have confidence in me. I know everyone that has come into this refuge, because I'm a refuge unto those that trust me. Do you truly trust Him? Do you really trust Him? Is that a great confidence in God? Does His words, do the words of Yahweh cause our life to be charged and recharged? When he breathed the breath in you in the morning, when you become a living thing, does it cause you to rejoice? It cause you to have this crazy disdain and this callous mentality, the stupidity? You regress back to the trivial things that we experienced the day before. Until we awaken with the rejoicing of Yahweh. Another day that Yah has blessed me with. Another day. I'm going to rejoice in every day. You don't have to. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to come into His tabernacle with praises. I'm going to walk into His presence with rejoicing. I'm going to lift my hands. I'm going to sing unto Him. I'm going to shout. I'm going to do it. To hell with you whether you do it or not. I'm going to do it. Why? Because He takes great delight in that. I know you're morbid because you don't trust in Him. I know you don't have no life in Him because you don't trust in Him. I know the living power of Hamashiach is out of you because you don't trust in Him. When you get that living power, you will do what Scripture says. Hallelujah. You're inexcusable, O man. Thou that judgest another, and you do the same. To say to you, rejoice. He tells us to rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in Yahweh, and again I say, and again. You rejoice, I just rejoice, and again rejoice. And again rejoice. You don't know how to rejoice. We take this great gladness in things that are so trivial, that they have no power at all. Shaul says, rejoice in Yahweh always. He says that unto the brethren of Philippi. He said, rejoice in Yahweh always. 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 And again I say, rejoice. He lied, huh? Rejoice in Yahweh always. And again I say, rejoice. Rejoice always. And again I say, rejoice. No, not in the quietness of your stoutness of your lips. Not in your corrupt, stoutly, wicked hearts. He said, rejoice. And that rejoicing, it is an expression of a cry that comes from the belly of a person, from the inward parts. It is one of appreciation. It is one of todah, one of thankfulness unto Yah. He said, rejoice in Yahweh always, not sometimes. He said, rejoice always. Not in the morning. He said, rejoice always. He said, rejoice always. He said, rejoice always. This is a stiff-necked and stubborn generation. He said, rejoice always. He said, and then after you rejoice always, and again I said, rejoice. When he said, rejoice, he said, again, rejoice. And again, rejoice. And again, rejoice. and again rejoice. We used to sing that song, rejoicing. We sing, Lord, but rejoicing. Yahweh, and again I say rejoice. Who was singing that? Old Ray Green, or someone used to sing that. Who? Brother Fred. All right. My brother Fred. May Yahweh bless you. I'm going to stop there tonight. Hallelujah. I'll finish this on next week. Bless you, Sister Dot. May Yahweh strengthen you tonight. Rejoice in Yahweh always. And again, I say rejoice. Before we close tonight, we have some beautiful poems that I want them to come and read. You that are listening, wherever you're listening, we got two little sisters. I told them to write me a poem. I gave them the titles of each poem. I don't recall the titles, but it had to do with Yah. So we're going to ask them both to come, Sister Teshua, Victoria, and Sister Bethany. Come on up here. And I'll stand by you. And you don't have to be afraid. Don't be afraid how they look at you. It's amazing to God. Can I say this to all you sisters? You brothers too? Your lives are so dormant because you have nothing. Come on right here, little girlies. You don't even do things to create some kind of euphoria in your life. You won't practice. You know, it used to be in the old days, the mothers at home, when they finished their chores, they would do knitting, they would do sewing. They always had something to do to keep their minds churning. This generation, all you want to do is sleep. You don't want to do nothing. I'm just telling you the truth. There should not be one sister in here that cannot sew. I say to Sister Robert, who's the best sewer around here? She said, well, this young sister. Well, if I think if I wanted to sew, I would go to her. And I would not have no pride. Show me how to sew. Teach me. That's what I would do. You're not created with your hand. A virtuous woman, she works with her hands. You daughters of Zion works with your lips. And she... I don't care if you don't like me. Told her brother. And you have nothing to keep your mind focused or nothing like you said. Well, you must discuss that with Sister Roberts. No, I didn't discuss nothing with her. She doesn't know what I'm going to say. I never discuss a message with her. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you this for your own self. You need to begin to create something that gives you something because that's why you're so... Well, I'm just bored. You would be bored. I never go to anything you do. Watch television and eat. And that's the truth. You don't have the money to go to the malls. You'll be oppressed and suppressed. Can't buy what you see and lust for. And it's a sad shame. The daughters of Zion, a virtuous woman, she always worked with her hands. She always has something to do. And you ought to work with your hands, have something to do. You ought to learn. You ought to be willing to learn. That's right. You get upset with me all you want. It's still the truth. You get mad with me. Same thing with the brothers. Get off from work. Come on. I watch that young man. He'll come on here and play for hours. He come up in the dark and play. Just play. Hallelujah. Yeah, most brothers have something. They will hunt. They will do this. They will do that. They do things. This brother's wife, she'll get out there and she's working. It'll be 100 degrees. She's out there in the flower beds. So I got another witness. You see, sisters, I want to tell you some brothers, they see things. I don't care how some of y'all feel about this one or that one. Brothers, they know. That's why you need to be under the headship of a man. That's the truth. And everybody sees that. And they like it because they comfort. They always talk about it. It's always. Other sister looking, trying to get cool. She's like, I said, man, it's 100 degrees down there. She's out clipping flowers and pushing a wheelbarrow. Aren't we doing something? That's all right. Don't get in the gossip corner, sister. Keep doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. You girls love pastor. You all do. Which one is first? Who's the youngest? You first.
All right. Talk loud.
The beauty of Yahweh. The beauty of Yahweh is our strength in times of weakness. Mm. If only we change our ruah into meekness. The beauty of Yahweh is in me, and in you shall it be. I thank you for your favor, O blessed Torah giver, for you are my strong wall, and your beauty is withal. Yahweh, you are my high tower that makes my enemies cower. You are my rock that my enemies mock. You are my salvation that I desire and not what my enemies require. The beauty of Yahweh brings me cheer because I know He is always near.
Oh, wonderful. Beauty of Yahweh. That's all right. All right, Teshu.
The beauty of Yahweh's strength. Mm. The beauty of Yahweh's strength is in His saints coming together as one. The beauty of Yahweh is that we seek and call upon Yahweh with a loud voice, and we lift our hands and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. The strength of Yahweh is very powerful and true. The beauty of Yahweh's strength is His word and keeping His commandments and trusting in His word.
Yes, it is.
The strength of Yahweh is to cry out and seek His face and turn from our wicked ways. The beauty of Yahweh's strength is that we come together and pray and magnify His name,
yes,
and worship Him. The beauty of Yahweh is brighter than the morning star, the moon, and the sun.
Oh, it is.
The beauty of Yahweh is more beautiful than anything upon this earth.
That's true.
He is more beautiful than the trees, the bees, the flowers,
yes,
and any person upon this earth. But most of all is His power, His beauty, and strength.
That's all right. Thank you, God. Now that's all right. Just the thing that the preacher preached on tonight. May God bless you all. We sit with you, Pastor, and I say, you got to write a poem. You write on the beauty of Yahweh and one on the beauty of Yahweh's strength. That's all right. They did a wonderful job. Hallelujah. That's what we ought to have in us, all of us. Your daughter's working with your hands, being busy about Yahweh's affairs. You wouldn't get in the trivial things if you did that. That's the truth. That's the truth. It's nothing like an idle mind. As those saying, the old proverb says, devil's workshop. Let me read a little of this letter before we close tonight. The young brother, he writes me this letter. He says to us, Brother Jacob, the brother that was here. He said, let me give you a heartfelt tota to all who welcome me. My experience at Camp Victory will be hard to summarize, but I will truly try. The brother's love of everyone was simply awesome. I know Yah Abba is going to use you and everyone else there in a mighty way yet. Not because of your knowledge, your doctrine, but because of your love for one another. He goes on to say, he said, this is all not an accident, nor is it only the blessing of Yah. The community is flourishing. Now listen to this. Now, it doesn't swell my head. He said, the community is flourishing because of your leadership. No two ways about it. You were right. Leadership is an important factor in its success. Let me tell you a short story, if I can. Now, he tells me a story that something transpired in his life. You remind me of what I haven't seen in years. When I was in high school, I received military training in leadership and preparation for the Air Force. I had a staff sergeant who was more interested in the Marines, and he trained us like we were Marines. He was tough as nails, harsh and demanding perfection. That is, nothing that he did not or would not do. Whatever he could demand it, he would do. No, he wasn't an unrighteous dictator. He taught me you can attain to military righteousness. One of the most amazing things I ever learned happened. I loved him severely, and I learned to respect him so much that I wanted to do what was right after a while. Then one day, 2 years later, while helping someone on the side of the highway, he was killed by a drunk driver. I was devastated. It devastated me so much that it brings tears to my eyes even now. That was the end of my military training. Not long after, I became a Shabbat-keeping Christian at a church where they taught pacifism, to be passive. I never took the doctrine to heart. After all these years, I realize now that except other men, I have not met a strong-willed, righteous, masculine man. I'm happy and blessed. He used the word proud. I don't like that. I'm proud and blessed to have met you. You resurrected a part of me that has been dormant for many years. I bless you for that, Pastor Robert. I thank you for the strength and for the strength of the brothers, what I was able to learn here. And so I bless you always for that. It's one thing, brothers and sisters, we cannot have a passive man today. He has to have strength. And he cannot capitulate. And I will never, I'm telling you all, get what you think. Daughters, I love you. But I will never, I love my wife. She will never. If Sister Robert ran me, this place will be weaker than Bill's water. She doesn't. She runs me sometimes, though. Hallelujah. That's all right. You got to understand what I said. Hallelujah. No. It doesn't mean you treat her wrong or inhospitable to be unkind to your wife. I'm not going to do that. And if any brother does that, then he's got to deal with me. Hallelujah. And I'm tough enough to deal with him. I don't care who he is. He's got to do right by his wife. It's right. Hallelujah. Like who the man is. I don't care who he is. Give his Deacon Horn, Deacon Hanukkah, Elder Martin. You're going to do right. Get who it is. That's just right. You do right. Do right. You're right, Bob. And if I did wrong by mine, so you would do wrong by yours. Now, I know sisters sometimes don't understand things, but that's all right. You do right by them. Hallelujah. You don't abuse them. Kindly affection to them. We should love them like how much you love the assembly, right? Yahweh shows us kindly affection, doesn't he? Hallelujah. And so that's what you got to do. I'm not going to stop talking like this, brothers and sisters. I don't care if you are offended. I don't care if you don't like it. I will never stop dealing with the facts and the things that we deal with every day in our lives. And wives, you learn how to reverence your husband. Reverence. Honor him. Hallelujah. You learn how to do that with great reverence. It's right to do it. It's right. If you don't know how to do that, get with the sisters that help you to teach you how to do it. And instead of you sisters running your mouths talking about nothing, teach. You're supposed to teach. Don't ever sisters and say, don't you just go that. You go and show the one their sins and show them how to get out of it. I don't want you talking to nobody about just what this one, that, and this one. It's wrong. I tell my wife, don't you ever. I mean that. Okay, what is? I don't care what this is. I don't care what. I don't want you talking about this one or that. I don't care what it is. It's the wickedness. A brother, sisters in sin. If one is caused and one to sin, then you go get all of them. If you don't do it, then that's cowardly. It's wicked. Brothers, do I do that? You know me well enough. That's the way I do things. It's the right way to do it. Why? Because if I love him. Then if he said he did this, I'm going to get him, and I'm going to get him, and I'm going to get him too. And because I want to see if this thing is so. That's right. That's just right. That's where I operate, don't I? Hallelujah. And I won't stop operating that way. It's righteous. It's just truth. And it's right to operate that way. That's the way Yahweh wants us to operate. Hallelujah. So Yahweh bless you all. Be encouraged. Be strengthened tonight. I'll continue this. I am. I will on next. No, I won't do it on next week, and I don't know if I get to it, but I'll get back to it. All right, is that all right?
Yeah.
I'll get back to it. All right, that's all right. If you got pound cake today, if I bring a little slice of cheesecake, that'll be all right the next time. Would that be all right? Okay then. I don't want to promise you that, but I'll get back to it. All right, I will. We're gonna hear from another brother next week. I'm a little tired, so. Deacon Horn is going to preach it next week. I'll just let him know now. So next week, I'll get a chance to rest. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, we bless you all. Love each other, brothers and sisters. Well, that's all we have. There's a heart to do that. Just love each other. Be kindly affectionate. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, we will bless you. Come on. Be able to tolerate each other. Be able to endure each other. Hallelujah. Be kindly affectionate. Come on. You should enjoy each other. You should enjoy the brothers. You know. You should enjoy the sisters. I enjoy my brothers. I do. I just do. I enjoy the brothers. I'm just telling the truth. I don't care. Man, brother, come on, brother. You know what, old brother Dale, if it wasn't for him, I would have retired playing basketball long ago. He looked at me one day and said, man, I played with men that was 60 years old. You don't, man, don't mess with me like that. Sometimes the way he looked at me like, come on, man. Put a stick on your head. And that's all right. But the brothers, they have strengthened me and have encouraged me. Come on, we need each other. I enjoy the brothers. Come on, yeah, I do. Yeah, I enjoy Brother Joseph back there. I enjoy you, brother. You better make sure that place cleaned up and straightened over there because I'm coming to look tomorrow, right? I know it's straightened up. I got you some ether, brother. I got a whole case, all right? I said, I got a whole case of ether. Okay, okay. Yeah, we bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Be encouraged. I am. I really am. In all things we do bless you, our Abba. Give us all strength, I pray, for your people here. Touch everyone. All those that are listening, Brother Micah, Sister Michael. We pray for Brother Pastor Person and his wife, Sister Mary, then in Chicago, their situation. Just strengthen them, I pray. Touch Brother Jerry, Sister Maria. All those that are listening, wherever they are, from whatever place, bless them in Yahshua's name. Israel cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.